I think in that particular case, I mean, when we did the interviews with the last group of applicants, there were a lot of questions from the members of the commission to the applicants. How are you going to handle the dissension? How are you going to handle the attitudes and the wars between the different commissioners and stuff like that? So you could tell from this committee that was really high on their agenda. And since Commissioner Argenziano has been quoted in the press several times, I think that a lot of people felt, you know what, let's just start all over again. Let's just get a group of people who might go up there and develop a congeniality with each other.
Six state legislators and six lay people constitute the PSC Nominating Council. Many have strong ties to the utility industry. For example, Senator Bennett, a Republican from Sarasota, chairs the committee supporting utilities and competitive commerce. Mike Hightower is a nominating council member who is not a lawmaker. He said Florida's need to overhaul its energy policy is a good reason to create the PSC from scratch, given that the state legislature has now effectively vacated four seats Governor Crist had tried to fill with consumer-oriented individuals.
We have that opportunity, this group, to draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough and create an environment going forward. And my other suggestion is that the legislature, which I believe is the person, the group to do this, can bring all the parties together and begin to do a thoughtful, deliberative approach that the state of Florida can have that.
The council voted yay or nay on 55 applicants this morning with no discussion. 18 of these will be interviewed in Orlando in August. Senator Bennett said the candidate pool for the commission seats, which pay more than $136,000 annually, was too big for the council to more intensively review each applicant.
We can't interview everybody who applied. It's just we'd be there for the rest of our lives. So we have to narrow it down, and that's what this meeting is. It's a narrowing down process to who are we going to invite in for the final interview. The tough part comes when you look at the group of applicants that we had. I mean, this is just an unbelievably talented group of people.
But State Senator Mike Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey, told WMNF that it's clear that many in the state legislature care more about the utilities the PSC regulates than the consumers who would be feeling the squeeze of rate increases.
Two commissioners that listened and took everyone's testimony and made a decision based on what was good for the state and good for the consumer because of some billion-dollar utility companies that asked for hundreds of millions of dollars of rate increases. They opposed these two commissioners. Now all of a sudden we find that if you are in any way pro-consumer, you're going to lose your job on the Public Service Commission and the utility companies win.
He said the Senate's refusal to confirm Crist's two other nominees earlier this year confirms this.
So four people that Governor Crist appointed that all were pro-consumers, all four voted against the rate increase that Progress Energy and Florida Power and Light requested are now being removed by the Florida legislature. So to suggest that there were other reasons, you know, when you think about it, all four commissioners that were removed now by the Florida legislature are four commissioners that were recommended by the Florida legislature to the governor. And yet all of a sudden they don't qualify. And I think, many of my colleagues said, well, since they didn't vote for the rate increase, then they don't qualify.
Senator Fasano added that today is a sad day and that every consumer should be alarmed.
They should be concerned that there's no one left and there'll be no one left on the Public Service Commission come January 1st of next year. That is advocating on behalf of the consumer, that's listening to the consumer and the concerns the consumers have. I have great concerns that we're going to wind up with a Public Service Commission after January 1st of next year that will put the utility companies first and the consumer's interest second. Every consumer in the state today should be concerned.